Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Our Great Musicians series continues this week with viola da gamba player Mary Springfels, an American original. We'll hear her talk on a few topics, and we'll highlight a few Newbery Consort recordings from the last two decades. A new release of French harpsichord music with Arthur Haas will also be featured. a spirited chaconne composed by Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre from her 1707 collection of harpsichord pieces. Arthur Haas was the soloist performing on an original Dumont harpsichord. A new release from the Plectra label. The recording also features the music of François Couperin. This is, in fact, the second in the series Le Clavecin Français that was initiated in 2007 to survey the finest French Baroque harpsichord repertoire. Think of the name Mary Springfels, and the words musician, teacher, and director all come to mind. As a veteran of the early music movement, she has been a guiding light for decades in repertoire spanning several centuries. With her appointment as the Newberry Library's musician in residence in 1982 and her subsequent founding of the Newberry Consort, she has since left an indelible mark as a world-class interpreter of early music, and in particular, the music of the Middle Ages. This past year marked a turning point for Mary Springfels as she retired from her directorship of the Newberry Consort and decided to pursue other avenues. She was also awarded Early Music America's Howard Mayer Brown Award, a prestigious award given for lifetime contribution to the world of early music. Mary was in our studios recently and recollected the early days at the Newberry Library. In the midst of sharing her thoughts, here was one name in particular that came to mind.
Lawrence Bill Towner, who was a visionary, who saw the library as a kind of free university for people who didn't necessarily have degrees but had a lot of intellectual curiosity. He added centers to the library, which was basically an eccentric private collection from the 19th century, that he turned into a little college, basically with a center for Renaissance studies, an endowed chair for the history of the printed book. It had a research and education department that involved adult ed classes of all kinds. And he and a man named Richard Brown became great grant getters. Between the NEH grants and grants by private funding organizations, we had an army of scholars at all times. A lot of the important stuff that was done at the library that I was able to benefit from was done by these scholars. And so I would talk to these interesting people, at least one of whom a year had something to do with the history of music, and we would cook up projects, some of which got performed and some didn't. So there was something going on all the time.
We'll hear the Newberry Consort under the direction of Mary Springfels. They'll perform excerpts from their recording Il Solazzo, Music for a Medieval Banquet.
Adesso se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, io vuoi dire, qui viene adesso. E il monasterio era grande, ben fornito, una celle, mangiavande, buon vivande, sì che erano gaette e belle, era vienne l'or manelle, più che neve o zucchero bianche, ben formata per i tuoi danni, da curare il fuoco de messa. La novella della badessa se nessuno vuole udire, entri in ballo, io vuoi dire, qui viene adesso. La badessa era ben nata, i faria spirituale, bene per qualcuna fiata l'aspettare li baciavale, riparava quel modale suo difetto saviamente, non se ne sapia niente chi facia la patronessa. La novella della badessa se nessuno vuole udire, e mi ballo io vuoi dire qui chi intervenne adesso. Una notte esta Madonna se giacea col suo divoto, che ci andava sconda sconda per cessare ogni malcoto. A lei s'era dato tono, non per mal ma per diletto, intanto l'altro un giovenetto per lo muro mise la stessa. La novella della badessa se nessuno vuole udire, e mi ballo io vuoi dire quel che gli intervenne adesso. Era il lume della luna e per questo fu veduta, perché c'era suora alcuna che di ciò era saputa, a gridar già non fu muta, alla curuomo, suora tal di certo un uomo nella cella e la savessa. Badessa per la fretta di trovarsi a quel rumore, sugato il capello venne non trovare quel furore, le mutande per errore de colui che lì giacea, queste in casa se ponea e la notte se cun gran messa la novella della Vanessa se nessun la volevo dire e mio ballo Dio vuol dire quel che gli deve adessa dove questa male nata che ha commesso tal peccato tosto sia imprigionata che se l'ha ben meritato e la rispose io ho falato ma il veletto va conciate quando cerca ebbe trovate le mutande ne sa reversa la novella della baressa se nessuno volevo dire e il ballo io vuol dire quel che gli intervenne adesso vuoi saper se c'è forrisa quando videro il doi cosciale sopra il capo con del guiso alla Vanessa monacale dicevano tutte se messe ale e l'apparebbe una civetta della gella e poi con fretta si fuggì da quella ressa la novella della Vanessa se nessuno volevo dire e prima ballo io vuol dire quel che gli intervenne adesso questa udito a mio diletto per alcun che altri ne piglia parlar bene con rispetto e vedere ciò che bisbiglia e non volere alzar di ciglia alcuna fiara quando è giunto e non esser così pronto come fu questa badessa la novella della badessa se nessuno la volevo dire e prin ballo io vuol dire quel che gli intervenne adessa la novella della badessa se nessuno la volevo dire e in primo ballo io vuol dire quel che gli intervenne adesso.
Music of the Middle Ages with the Newbery Consort under the direction of Mary Springfels, performing excerpts from their 1993 release, Il Solazzo, Music for a Medieval Banquet. Welcome back to Harmonia. Viola da gamba player Mary Springfels is our featured artist this week. Not long ago, Mary discovered a difference in perspectives between younger and older early musicians. The conclusion was an upbeat one. She summed up the experience.
A couple of years ago, I was asked to do a sort of State of Early Music keynote address for Early Music America. And I decided to do it based on a bunch of interviews. There was a real disconnect based on generations, so that older people were saying, ain't what it used to be. World's coming to an end. Funding's running out. It's going down the tubes. Younger people, totally upbeat, saying, I don't expect to be a millionaire. I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of things. I'm going to play Baroque oboe well enough so that I can satisfy my 15th century habit. It was just a completely different sense of reality. And I tend to buy what the younger kids are doing.
Music of the Middle Ages. We'll hear the Newbery Consort perform the Cantiga Ondas do Mar de Vigo of Martin Kodash. And after that, Neidhart's Sink an Gulden Horn. Mary Springfels leads the ensemble.
Se vero, se do, Sink an, guten Horn, ich geb dir Weise. Schere do, ward ich froh, sprach sie nach der Hulden ich da singe. Also freut den Tumben, Gott geheiße durch das Jahr. Würde es war so gestund, nie Mannes Mut so ringe, also mir der Miene dann wäre. Mag sie durch ihr Geiligkeit meine Leid wenden? Ja, ist mein Kummer Klagewehre.
Sind wild in Rede. Wenn fällt oft die Stummen, so ist es kühler, dass der Wind an die Kind sanfte Wehen durch die Überrede. So die Vore tanzen da nicht wiegen, so sollt ihr alle singen bitten, dass wir treten, aber in hohe Tänzen nach der Gegend.
Das gebe ich
13th century minnesinger Neidhart von Royenthal's piece called Sink on Golden Horn was preceded by Ondas do Mare de Vigo of Martin Kodash. Mary Springfels led the Newbery Consort. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we're having a look at viola da gamba player Mary Springfels and the Newbery Consort. Mary shared her thoughts on where the presentation of early music might be headed.
I think that we can make a living playing very well or singing very well on a kind of much more jazz-like circuit. In other words, of clubs, small venues, unusual venues. I think that that's where things are going to be for a while. I think that there's tremendous creative energy out there. I think there are a lot of interesting possible collaborations with artists and dancers and people like that that everybody is exploring. But I think that it's going to be under the radar for a while, but it's going to be happening. All over. There are just some really talented people all over the country. I think New York has lost its edge as a center. People are talking about that a bunch. I don't think it's going to necessarily be happening in New York. It could happen anywhere now because no one can afford to live in New York, so why bother? We say the people that do find it very frustrating. So you might as well live in the middle of nowhere. There is no such thing as the middle of nowhere anymore anyway. So I see a kind of decentralization of early music along with all kinds of other music.
Music of 17th century Spain and England. Two songs by Juan Hidalgo will be followed by Christopher Simpson's Division to a Ground. The Newbery Consort performs under the direction of Mary Springfels.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of the English Restoration and Spanish Baroque. Christopher Simpson's Division to a Ground was preceded by two songs by Juan Hidalgo, De las Luces que en Mar and Trompicaba las Amor. The Newbery Consort performed under the direction of Mary Springfels. Welcome back to Harmonia. Our highlight this week is Viola da Gambist Mary Springfels. Earlier in the program, we mentioned Mary's retirement in 2007 as the Newbery Consort's director. In honor of her passing the torch, we'll listen to the last recording of the consort, released in the same year. This is a couple of ballatas from the Newbery Consort's recent recording, Puzzles and Perfect Beauty. Mary Springfels directs the ensemble.
Fuyons de ci, fuyons.
Two medieval ballatas, Fouillon de Si of Senlèche, was preceded by Gherardello da Firenze's Ivo Bene. Mary Springfels led the Newbery consort. We go from the Middle Ages to the late Baroque in our new release of the week. Arthur Haas is the harpsichord soloist in a recording of music by Elisabeth Jacquet de la Guerre and François Couperin. The recording is the second volume in the Plectra label series Le Clavecin Français. We'll hear Couperin's Allemande la Laborieuse. Harpsichordist Arthur Haas performed François Couperin's Allemande La Laborieuse, part of a new release from the Plectra label. The recording features the music of Couperin alongside that of Elisabeth Jacquet de Laguerre. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.